It was only fitting a third-period meltdown by the home team was immediately followed by the ice removal at the Ladner Leisure Center on Thursday night. The Delta Ice Hawks won't play another home game this season, and it's probably a good thing the way the Pacific Junior Hockey League Championship Series has unfolded. The Ridge Meadows Flames erupted for 5 unanswered goals in the third period to pull off a stunning 7-3 victory and take a 3-2 lead in the best-of-7 series. The Flames have won all 3 games in Ladner, while Delta will look to do the same at Cam Neely Arena in Maple Ridge, where Game 6 will take place on Saturday night. If needed, Game 7 will be at George Preston Recreation Center in Langley, with no local options available for the IceHawks. Coming off an impressive 5-1 road win on Wednesday, Delta looked poised to take its first lead of the series when Greater Vancouver Canadiens affiliate Declan Warburton's first goal of the playoffs made it 3-2 after 40 minutes. However, the Flames pulled even on their first power play of the game as Jack Foster beat Marek Eriksson at the 2:52 mark. It was the start of a difficult stretch for the IceHawks goaltender, who earned First Star honors 24 hours earlier. Goals from Pierce White and Zach LaGrange followed 2 minutes later, and Ridge Meadows suddenly had a 5-3 lead. Foster would later complete his hat trick, and LaGrange added his second of the night. The 5-goal explosion came on 7 shots. IceHawks GM and head coach Steve Robinson has been rotating his goaltenders throughout the playoffs. He wanted to go with rookie Zach Shaughnessy Thursday instead of Eriksson for his third start in 4 nights. That plan ended earlier in the day when a freak accident in his grade 12 PE class sent Shaughnessy to the hospital. He was at the driving range and got hit in the forehead by a golf club, on a backswing. His head was split open and he had to have surgery, said Robinson. Fortunately, there was only muscle damage, that required 15 stitches, but he is out 7 to 10 days at least. Now it's up to Robinson and his staff to get Eriksson and the rest of the team to rebound from the difficult loss with no room for any more lapses. Adding to the adversity was Alex Lucchesi receiving a head contact major penalty in the final minute of play that resulted in a 3-game suspension. He will join line mate Henry Smith in the stands Saturday, who earned a 2-game suspension for his second slew-footing double minor of the season in Game 4. Smith would at least be available for Game 7, but the IceHawks are going to have to dig deep to get there. Delta got off to a terrific start, outshooting the Flames 13-3 in the early going and taking a 1-0 lead on Connor Merriman's power play goal. However, the visitors responded with a strong finish to close out the opening period and were rewarded with Foster's equalizer in the final minute.